which is leading down to the end of the world. That's a paraphrase, but prophecy can be illustrated on a timeline that leads down to the end of the world, and historical events along that timeline demonstrate the fulfillment of prophecy. So even though this presentation is better done in person or on a video, what we're going to be looking at in the next two presentations, this one and the following one, is these waymarks. And if you can, understand that what we're presenting here is a line that with an arrow pointing to the end of the world, and we're going to draw certain events out on this line in a specific order. And the focus of our study is the purification of God's church, and we say that that takes place at the Sunday Law. So right in the center of this line, we're going to draw a line and identify that as the Sunday Law, and we're going to demonstrate that the waymarks that are still ahead of us as God's people, the marks along the way, the things that demonstrate where we are in prophetic time, are most generally directly connected with the Sunday issue. It's this understanding that gives us a focus point to bring prophecy into alignment here at the end of the world. One of the most important prophecies or prophetic waymarks is the Sunday Law. And when we put it on a timeline like this and show how it relates to the other waymarks, we see why it is so important. The Sunday Law is what divides up the different waymarks into a very identifiable, easy to see sequence, a sequence that we should understand. Now we want to begin our study here by looking at 2 Peter chapter 2, chapter 3, forgive me, verses 2 to 14. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand.